the idolaters. God is great. God is merciful. In forgiveness, he is like the earth. But he can become a tad mean-spirited with unbelievers. I tried desperately to recall Mergen's report of his encounter with these dream creatures. Nothing came forward despite the fact that I had been the one who had written it all down. I could not for certain recall if his night visitors had been identical to these. These were humanoid and human size, but definitely lacking human features. Possibly they wore masks in the guise of beasts, judging from their frenetic gestures. They wanted me to follow them somewhere. I seem to recall something similar having happened during Mergen's episode. He had refused. So did I, although I did drift toward them, and did attempt to engage them in conversation. I did not, of course, have a knack for generating sound without a body or tools, and they did not speak any language I knew, so the whole business was an exercise in futility. They became extremely frustrated. They seemed to think that I was playing games. They finally stamped away, obviously possessed by a big anger.
Mergen, I don't know where you are, but you're going to have to spend some time cluing me in here?
The ugly people were gone. No skin off my nose. Now maybe I could get some sleep, some real sleep, without all these too real dreams and awful, improbable skies. It started to rain, which told me which sky was the true sky, and paramount above the me that lay twitching fitfully as the cold drops began to make themselves felt. There was no way to get in out of it. There was no way to erect tents or other shelters on the plain. In fact, the matter of weather had not arisen during our planning sessions. I do not know why, though it seems that there is always something big that you overlook, something to which every planner on the team turns a blind eye. Then, when the breakdown or failure comes, you cannot figure out how you overlooked the obvious. Somehow, we must have concluded that there was no weather on the plain. Maybe because Mergen's annals did not recall any. But somebody should have noticed that the captured made this journey at a different time of year. Somebody should have realized that that was sure to have some impact. Somebody probably named me. It had been cool already when the rain began to fall. It grew chillier fast. Crabbily, I got up and helped cover stuff to protect it. Helped get out means for recovering some of the water. Then confiscated a piece of tenting and another blanket, rolled up and went back to sleep, ignoring the rain. It was only a persistent drizzle, and when you are exhausted, nothing but sleep matters much. Chapter 76. I found Mergen waiting when I got home to Dreamland.
You seem surprised. I told you I'd see you on the plane.
You did, but I don't need it to be right now. Right now I need to sleep.
You are. You'll wake up as refreshed as if you hadn't dreamed at all.
I don't want to be drifting around loose from my body either.
Then don't.
I can control it?
You can. Just decide not to do it. It's pretty basic. Most people manage it instinctively. Ask around tomorrow, see how many of